John S. Doyle now with a first look at what it says in this morning's papers.
Shocking images from the streets of Bucha on the outskirts of Kiev in Ukraine dominate the front pages of the Irish Times, Irish Examiner, Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail. Putin accused of civilian slaughter, says the Independent headline. The Times speaks of a massacre of civilians. Both papers' photographs are by Rodrigo Abd of AP and show a woman walking on a ruined street in Bucha among destroyed Russian tanks. The Examiner's picture by Ronaldo Shemedi of AFP is more gruesome again and shows the bodies of civilians lying on another street in the town. The Mail's photograph is of a mass grave in Bucha. Ukrainian officials call the killings a scene from a horror movie. A number of papers carry photographs of the body of a man with his hands tied behind his back, who, according to residents, was shot by Russian soldiers. The Times quotes a woman who survived the killings, telling Human Rights Watch that a Russian commander told locals, "We are here to cleanse you," as his soldiers shot a kneeling young man in the back of the head. The paper reports that the UN Secretary General has called for an independent investigation into the killings in Bucha. The Independent says Western allies vowed not to rest until Vladimir Putin is held accountable for war crimes. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the shooting dead of James Whelan in Finglas, Dublin, yesterday. The Star and Mirror report the belief that he was killed by associates of the gangster known as Mr. Flashy. Price increases are the main story for the Mail. The paper reckons that after increases on energy, groceries, heating and fuel, families will be €3,000 worse off this year. For the Irish News, the big story is its opinion poll, which finds that Sinn Féin has extended its lead over the Democratic Unionist Party and remains clear favourites to emerge as Stormont's largest party after next month's elections. There is much coverage of the Climb with Charlie event on Saturday, in which 200 mountains and hills were climbed around Ireland and abroad to raise funds for the Irish Motor Neurone Disease Association and Pieta. It was the pledge of Charlie Bird, the former RTE reporter who has motor neurone disease, to climb Croagh-Patrick that prompted Saturday's events, and the papers report that the fundraising campaign is set to hit the €2 million mark. The Examiner, in an editorial, pays tribute to the thousands of people who joined Charlie Bird in climbing Croagh-Patrick. It was a joyful ascent and a reaffirmation of the sense of shared community. This is something we will need in large quantities in the months ahead as thousands of refugees arrive in our country and the cost of living challenges become ever stronger, the paper says.